It's moving. We are taping. We are taping on Marcel Margolis' new MP3 loaning to them. The first test case is Ellie Weber, Tuesday morning.
So shut it off.
Sefer Mitzvahs.
Start again.
People are coming in.
Well, we'll tell a few jokes. Sefer Mitzvah number 209. It's now about 9 o'clock. Standing to honor the wise and the elderly, which is why Ellie suggested waiting. These wise elderly people are about to come in.
Okay, good morning. As it happens, we were up to Mitzvat Aseh number 209, but if I had to pick one to do on Asar B'Teves, this is a pretty good one to do on Asar B'Teves, for two reasons. One is standing to honor Torah scholars relates to, there's a whole range of reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and you could pick the one that you want, but amongst the core reasons are, faking Torah obligation as opposed to really feeling them. Al shelo berchu b'Torah tchila doesn't mean they didn't learn Torah, but it means they didn't value Torah. So valuing Torah scholars is part of that. And just general failings of Beinam l'chaveiro, which presumably honoring the elderly, is a core value of Beinam l'chaveiro. I'd be careful what I say because we have elderlies among us.
He's looking at me.
What defines elderly?
Okay, we need to.
Why is that special?
You're both. Right. By definition, you're both. We will talk about how old. We will talk about whether. I guess I'm more interested in the question of why old.
Why?
Because as you'll see. The question is, what if you're old, and this doesn't apply to us, obviously, but in theory, what if you're old, but you're a bad guy? Okay, what if you lived 100 really rotten years? So, what, I gotta honor you just because, you've evaded punishment for all these years? I'm interested in that question. I want to talk a little bit about it, not that I know the answer, not that I know people like that, but I'm just saying.
Don't we follow like a road and might assume that let's
start. The Pasuk, which is famous, but it is hard. Okay? The Pasuk says in Perek Yutes in Kedoshim, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Mipnei Seva Takum, in the face of, or because of, let's leave Seva untranslated, Takum, you should stand up, get up, okay? Vahadarta pinei zakein. You should do. Anybody? How would you translate vahadarta? It's a form of honor. It's some type of honoring, although that's also a discussion. And now the last clause, v'yareita me'elokecha ani Hashem. We've talked about this before, but last week, for example, we saw the mitzvah. What did we do last week?
208.
Huh?
208.
We did weights and measures last week, and the end of the pasuk says, "Ani Hashem asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim beit avadim." There are certain suffixes that get attached to mitzvos, and that they're worth focusing on. This one we know the answer to. There is a general rule in Chazal. Whenever it says "V'yareitem elokecha ani Hashem," anybody know off the top of their heads? We've seen it before, but so let's look at Rashi. Rashi says. First, he wants to translate what Vahadarta Pnei Zakein. So he says, Ezehu Hidur. What does it mean to be Mahader him? Okay. It's a big mistake to take your coat but leave your wallet. In my opinion. Okay. Ezehu Hidur. Lo Yeshev Bimkomo. Maybe someone should, if he's really leaving. Okay. Ezehu hidur, lo yeshev bimekomo. You don't sit in his seat. Velo yidaber bimekomo. You don't speak in front of him. Velo yistar tivarav. Okay, and you don't contradict what he says. Now, those are all, we could have guessed those, right? The general thing, the general way of being mahadir somebody is not sitting in their seat and not cutting them off and not speaking in front of them and not disagreeing with them.
Well, now, here's to that section about the rotten old man who had a terrible life. You got up and couldn't handle it.
Nah. He's not old enough. Okay. Now, here's the part we want. Yachol ya'atzim einav kumisha lo ra'ahu. What if, you know, you're sitting there, you don't really feel like standing up, and so you just kind of look away as if you don't see this person walking past you. Okay? So Rashi says, what about that? Lekach ne'emar v'yareitem elokecha. So the drasha is no. That's why the pasuk says v'yareitem elokecha. Now we'll get to the rule. Shaharei davar zeh masur lilibo shel osehu. The rule is, whenever it says v'yareitem elokecha, Chazal come and say that it's a davar hamosur lelev, meaning it's the kind of thing that you could pretend you weren't in violation of, and it's only God who would know that you are in violation. Example, the Torah says, lifnei lo tekalel cheresh, v'lifnei iver lo titein michshol, v'yareitem elokecha ani Hashem. So everybody says, wait, what do you... Lifnei ve'lo titein michshol, that's not a davar hamosur lelev. You could see if somebody's putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So Chazal say, no, that's how I know. It's not to be understood literally. It means bad advice. Right? Lifnei ve'lo titein michshol means you don't tell a guy, now's a great time to get into the stock market, when you genuinely believe that it's not. When they call you on it, you'll say, no, but I really did think so. Right? I'm not in violation of it. You intentionally gave him bad advice. But how could anybody know that it was intentionally bad advice? V'yareitem elokecha ani Hashem. Whenever it says v'yareitem elokecha, it means it's a davar hamosur lelev. So here too, one second, here too, the point is, you see, you know, Rabbi Riskin walk in. But either you're angry at him, or you're just tired. You don't feel like having to, you know, do this. So you kind of look this way, as if you didn't see him. So we say, no, v'yareitem elokecha ani Hashem. That's a violation of the mitzvah. Pretending that you didn't see is a violation of the mitzvah. We're just getting started. I didn't translate those words. I didn't translate those words. Now let's go back to the pasuk. There are two words that we didn't translate. Mipnei seva takum, what's seva? And what's zaken? Right? If we had to guess, so Zakain seems easier, right? Yeah. Even though it's probably not. Zakain is what?
Old.
Is old. Okay? That's not the drasha, interestingly. But if that's old, so what's Seva?
So Seva Tova is like a good age.
You know, right. But so in this kind of, you have to understand something, because it's, you know, we're not starting with a blank page. There are only really two options. One is smart, Talmid Chacham, you know, knowledgeable. The other is elderly. So if you're going to say Zakein means elderly, then Seva has to be translated. We say Seva Takum. I get up in front of a Talmid Chacham. Seva would be, you know, a knowledgeable person.
It has to be. It could be a parallel pasuk, like we, you know.
No, parallel to what?
The literary form, where they always like double up words.
No, okay, that's not, you know, that's not what the Gemara thinks, that's not what, okay? I'll tell you, it's a machlokis, but one of them is elderly, and usually it's thought of seva, interestingly, yeah. And the Gemara, zakein is zakein b'chachma, zakein shekana lo chachma.
Yeah, you're the zakein of okay? The wise people.
Right, but you could go either way, but the point is, the universe of possibilities, as understood in the Gemara and in Chazal, are intelligent, you know, Talmid Chacham, and elderly. Okay? Which, it's just interesting that they're treated parallelly, but I don't think that we would have thought of them as parallels. Right? I think, on me, it's not because I would have thought I shouldn't respect elderly people, but...
Anybody can get old. But Talmud Chacham is another matter.
You know, just a day at a time. Right? That's all it takes. Okay, but they are twinned together. Now, let's first look at the Rambam, obviously, because that's how we do it. I only put part of the Rambam here, because there's a lot going on there. Source number three, the Rambam in 209, says, V'hamitzvah ha-resh chet, he shet sivanu l'chabed ha-chachamim, v'lakum mipnehem, u'ligadel otam. The Rambam says the mitzvah is lechabed hachachamim, to honor talmidei chachamim, v'lakum mipnehem, to stand up in front of them, u'ligadel otam, which literally means to
elevate them.
To elevate them. Excellent. Okay. V'hu amaro yitaleh, that's the pasuk, mipnei seva takum v'hadarta pnei zaken. V'lashon sifra takum v'hadarta kima sheyesh bahidur. Meaning, the standing up has to have within it like a substantive honoring. So, I didn't put this down as a source, but the later achronim talk about this. It's such a fascinating example. It's the intersection of technical compliance but substantive failure. The example they give is, no, worse than that. The example they give is, okay, you're on the bus. All the seats are full on the bus. Mr. Weiser walks in, both elderly and a Talmid Chacham. And you are Mekayim the mitzvah, you stand up for Mr. Weiser. And then you sit back down again, while he has to stand on the bus ride because there's no seat. Right? So, is that a kima sheyesh bahidur? No, that's a joke. Right? That's like technical compliance with a mitzvah that undermines the substance. So the halacha is that it has to be a kima sheyesh bahidur. That somehow, so Bruce was doing it, also that it's a bit of a joke, but yeah, you know, is the tushy wag, like, does that work? I don't know. I think we'll see that that's actually a discussion in Poskim. The question is if that shows a sign of respect, or is that disrespect because I can't be bothered to stand, right? I honestly don't know. Like, I think about it a lot. I think, like, say, Friday night in shul. I like the rabbi of our shul. You know, I don't stand all the way up. Now, is that because it's Friday night, I'm always exhausted, or because I don't want to look? I don't know the answer.
Do we do the same thing like at Baruch or points in shul where you sort of make a gesture to somebody you don't really stand?
You're supposed to stand for those.
But I'm wondering if that's the same idea.
That's wrong. See, it's a question with respect to, you know, kima sheyesh bahidur, but there the din is you have to stand. It's unrelated. Right. You know, it's unrelated. You're not showing respect for God. Like, the halacha is otherwise. How could it be that you say Shema when you're sitting and you stand for Shemon Esrei? It's not that we have some understanding that every time you sit, you're being disrespectful. That's not the case, right? Otherwise, you'd have to stand during every shir. Right? The rabbi gets up to speak. People should stand the whole time. Now, as it happens, it's interesting. In shul, first of all, they used to do it. In yeshiva, it's much more acceptable. You'll see guys who really want to hear, but are exhausted. So they'll stand so that they won't fall asleep on a Friday night, you know. And no one does that in shul either because no one cares enough or because no one wants to be the person who, you know, who looks more serious than other people. But standing is just a symbol of something more substantive. Now, if I tell you, and I am telling you this, the Rambam only has one mitzvah. Resh Tes is the whole mitzvah. He just told you what the mitzvah is. The problem is he left out half. Did anybody notice? The Rambam says, he shet sivanu l'chabed ha-chachamim. What happened to old people? Okay, did the Rambam just completely drop the old people thing? So in the Sefer, this is a good example of where the Sefer HaMitzvot seems to deviate from the Yad HaChazakah. Again, the Yad HaChazakah is the Rambam's magnum opus. It's a halachic work. And it's understood, as we've discussed before, that the Sefer HaMitzvot was written first. Then came the Yad HaChazakah. The Yad HaChazakah is, you know, kind of dispositive as to the Shitas HaRambam. But here, now, so let's look, therefore, in number five, at what the Rambam says about this in the Yad HaChazakah. Look at number five. The Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Vav Halacha Tes says, Mi shehu zaken muflag bizikna. Okay? A person who is muflag bizikna means like really old. Okay, which by the way isn't that old, as we'll see. Af al pi she'eino chacham omdim lefanav. Okay, this is the Rambam giving the bottom line. It's a machlokis in the sugya. Let's take a break for a second. If you have two variables, okay, one is age, one is knowledge. So the Gemara has the following machlokis. Well, what about somebody who's very old but has no knowledge? Or the reverse. Somebody who's very young but has enormous knowledge. Right? Are these factors independent? Or do you only stand for an old person who has knowledge? Right? So, every sheet imaginable exists in the Gemara. For the most part, we paskin exactly what the Rambam says. Now look at number 5. Says the Rambam, Mishu zakein muflag bizikna, af al pi she'eino chacham omdin lefanav. Okay? So the first thing the Rambam says is that age is an independent factor in this mitzvah, although he doesn't... The Gemara talks about a case of a zakein ashmai, which is hard to translate. Again, there are two examples. One is a lovely person, you know, who is religious and you're thrilled, Davin's in your shul, and you know. So the Rambam says you have to stand for that person. That's different than saying you have to stand for a criminal. Right? The example I used at the beginning, it's not clear what the Rambam would hold. It's possible to say, I stand for age, unless this person is a bad person. Right? The guy, Whitey Bulger, was that his name? I was obsessed with this guy. No one knows who he is?
Yeah,
he's this Boston mafioso who just got killed recently. Yeah. His brother was the senator. Like, it's an amazing story. Anyway, he died like in his late 80s. Apparently, he was as evil in his late 80s, you know, as he was in his 20s. Like, he actually got beaten to death in prison. Okay. Almost certainly, he was richly deserved.
If someone's if someone's older than
you... So give me a chance. So the Rambam, and the Rambam, no. The Rambam says, Zakein Muflag. That's an objective standard. That can't be anything other than everybody knows this is an old person. Okay? Now...
What about a non-Jew?
So let's see. So
there's something in Perkei Avot about you should even honor an old...
President
non-Jew.
Bush.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you be 94?
President Bush is no longer alive. I hate to break the news to you. Can I just say this? I have a Talmud who went to the funeral. He's from Houston.
Yeah.
He was invited to be on the tarmac. He had done something. He was like part of the 1,000 Points of Light program of President Bush. He went. Okay. I went to the wrong place. Let's back up one in the Rambam. Okay. It'll make more sense this way. Source number 4. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the same Perek, but Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. Okay, this is the first Halacha in the Perek. Says the Rambam, Kol Talmid Chacham Mitzvah Lehadro. Okay, that's V'hadarta Pnei Zaken. Right, he uses the words from the pasuk in source number 1. Any Talmid Chacham has to be honored. Now, this is regardless of age. The Rambam knows how to talk about it. The Rambam just says, if you're a Talmud Chacham, there is a mitzvah for people to honor you, unrelated to age. Va'af al pi she'eino rabbo, right? He's not your Rebbe. He's just a person who's a Talmud Chacham. Shenamar, mipnei seva takum v'hadarta pnei zakein. He says, what's a zakein? Not like we thought. Zakein ze shekana chachma. In the pasuk, the word zakein means a Talmud Chacham. It doesn't mean an old person. Okay? Technically, umei ematai chayavim la'amod bipanav, when do you have to stand? Mi sheyikrav mimenu ba'arba amot, ad sheya'avor mikineged panav. So the first part is pretty easy. When he gets within dalet amot of you, you should stand. But the back part is harder. Because ad sheya'avor mikineged panav means until he's out of sight. Right? Which is a long time to stand. So presumably, in our cases, it means till he gets where he's going, right? Usually we're not sitting outside of our houses waiting for people to walk by. Like in shul, presumably when he gets to the shtender where he's going to speak, so then you could sit back down because he's no longer...
Right, he goes past you. Connected panav means he just walks past you.
No, but that's the first part. Mi sheyakrim mir ba'arba amot ad sheyavor mi kineged panav. Ad sheyavor mi
kineged panav. You can't see, he hasn't got eyes on his back. Even if he's an extremely intelligent zakeh.
I don't think so. Okay. The Rambam knew how to say, I'll tell you, the reason why I don't read it that way is because he could have just said, Mishi Yikrav Menu Ba'ar Ba'amot, Ad sheyitze mimenu ba'arba amot. Right?
No, this is even less.
I know, but that doesn't make
sense. As he passes you, you no longer see his face.
But that doesn't strike, that doesn't seem respectful to me. Like you sit, it's like, you know, the second he passes you, sit, I don't know.
What are you doing when you're standing? Are you...
You're showing respect.
Are you showing respect for him or for something that he represents?
No, I'm not sure that it matters. Well, it's an interesting question, but how would it play out?
Because if it's a matter of recognizing like his age or his wisdom...
Again, it's very clear. Source number 4, Perek Vav Halach Af, is just Talmidei Chachamim. It has nothing to do with age. Okay? This is a Talmid Chacham who's 38 years old, who's younger than you. You're not standing because of his age, you're standing because of the Talmid Chacham. Now you could ask the question, are you standing for him, or are you standing for what he represents? I'm not sure that it matters. You obviously have a theory under which it matters.
I think the whole idea of giving kavod to someone like this is that you're also giving kavod to a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Okay.
For either the fact that he has reached an old age, or for the
but you
fact
keep saying old age. We're learning one Rambam.
Or for the fact that he has attained a certain level of.
Okay, and therefore, if it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you sit down sooner or later.
Sit down. You give a certain recognition.
That's a good question.
But it's because it's not him. You're not actually doing it.
So therefore, you sit down.
As soon as it passes, you don't.
Okay.
How about a Sefer Torah? Should parallel a Sefer Torah?
So yeah, no, it doesn't. That's completely different din. The Sefer Torah, you're supposed to stand. The din is as follows: you don't have to stand when an Aron Kodesh is opened. It's a minhag. It's a lovely minhag. But I think that the line in Shulchan Aruch is. When you're carrying it mimakom lamakom, Rav Lichtenstein once said, when the Sefer Torah is in transport, you have a chiyuv to stand. So it has nothing to do with Dalet Amos. From the time the person takes it out of the Aron Kodesh till they put it down on the bima, you have to stand. That's clearly different than okay. There is of course another Gemara which I didn't put down here, but it's interesting, where one of the Amoraim said, "Hani bavli tipshaim." The stupid Babylonians, dekame mikame sefer Torah, they stand for a sefer Torah, velokame mikame tamide chachamim, or something like that. The idea being a tam chacham is a living sefer Torah, but yet the din is different. Okay? So come back to my point. Sure.
If somebody is a tam chacham, so you stand up for them, but you don't walk by eight amos, once you stand up, then you sit down.
Okay,
you don't say the whole time.
We just read the Rambam. In source number 4, the Rambam says you stand when he gets within Dalet Amos, Ad sheyavor mikineged panav. And we disagreed on what Ad sheyavor mikineged panav was. I thought that meant till he walks out of your view. Other people thought, no, it meant till he passes by you. I'm willing to say that that's an open question. Okay, but this Rambam is completely consistent. The Rambam in number 4 is completely consistent with the Rambam in number 3. Namely, in Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam cited a mitzvah of standing for a Talmid Chacham, completely ignored the mitzvah of standing for the elderly. And in source number 4, in the first halacha of Perek Vav, the Rambam is consistent with that, in which he says that you're supposed to stand for a Zakein, and a Zakein is a Talmid Chacham. Now, that makes the Rambam consistent. It's a problem. The problem is what happened to the second part of the pasuk. So you look in the next source number 5, Perek Vav Halacha Tet. So again, this is the same Perek in the Rambam, but it's 8 halachos later. It's not the next halacha. The Rambam has a different halacha. Mishehu zakein muflag bizikna, a person who is objectively old, or he's really old, af al pi she'eino chacham omdim lefanav. Even though he's not a Talmid Chacham, he's supposed to stand for him. Va'afilu ha-chacham shehu yeled omeid bifnei ha-zakein ha-muflag bizikna. Even if, technically speaking, what it means is the 35-year-old rabbi, who's a genius and gifted, is still supposed to stand in front of a zakein. Right? It's unrelated to Torah knowledge. Now, here's an interesting thing. Ve'eino chayav la'amod malo kamato. You don't have to stand up completely. rather ela kidei lahadro, which I think really means like the wiggle. It means you're showing that you want to show respect for this, but it's not a halachic obligation to stand upright completely. From here, you might be medayik in the Rambam that with respect to a Talmud Chacham, you have to stand up completely. With respect to an elderly person who's not a Talmud Chacham, you have to show respect, but it doesn't have to include standing upright.
Does a Zaken stand in front of a Talmud Chacham?
Yes. Now, here's the answer to your question. Or maybe somebody else said, Va'afilu Zaken Kuti Mahadrin Oto Bidvarim. So Kuti is a funny word. Sometimes it means a non-Jew. Sometimes it means a sect. The Gemara says, Kutim Geire Arayos. They were people who converted in the days of the Navi because of wild animals, and they wanted to be part of the Jewish people to get protection. They're something less than Jews. It's not clear that the Rambam means that they're full-fledged Gentiles. But let's assume. He says, Afilu Zakein Kuti Mahadrin Oto Bidvarim. So it sounds like you don't have to stand, but you have to show respect. Bidvarim, you have to say respectful things. V'notnim lo yad l'somcho, right? You put out your hands to help him walk and to support him. Thank you. Shenemar mipnei seva takum, kol seva b'mashma. That's the drasha. All elderly, right? It doesn't say elderly Jews. It doesn't say amitecha, which means your fellow. It just says elderly. So from this, the Rambam says the din applies to Gentile elderly, but it sounds like it might be on a slightly lower level. It sounds like for a Jewish elderly person, you have to, do this. And for a Gentile elderly person, you have to be respectful. Bidvarim, maybe that means, good morning, how are you today? Now, by the way, I don't want to put any elderly people on the spot, but it could be that an elderly person would rather get a good morning, how are you, than a tushwag.
That's exactly what
I want. Never ask him how he is. He'll,
a cup of coffee, may give you a donut.
Right. It may be that an elderly person is not doing that well. And when you say, how are you today, he's like, oh, don't ask. Yeah.
What happened? If the person's embarrassed, he feels embarrassed.
Who?
You're standing?
Oh, it comes in the stands up.
Oh, you're saying the elderly person feels embarrassed.
They know that he's embarrassed.
Right. Okay, so that gets to questions. Maybe we'll get there. That gets to questions. Being mochel on your kavod, right? Can a father be mochel on his kavod? Can a rav be mochel on his kavod? It might come back to the question of whether it's you or God. Right? If you're a representative, I'm not pointing at him because he's God. He's a very intelligent, very handsome man. I have no doubt that one day we'll all stand for him. But what I mean is it your kavod? Presumably if it's your kavod, you could be mochel on your kavod. But if you're a representative of God, either as a Talmud Chacham, or if you want to say that old people live to old ages because God wants them to, and they're somehow, right? That could be the answer to the question. But let's get there. Okay, but let's deal with this issue, which is really a fascinating issue. The Pasuk has two nouns, Seva and Zakein. Okay, whichever one they are, presumably it means you have to honor the elderly and you have to honor Talmidei Chachamim. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos only mentions one. He only mentions Talmidei Chachamim. The Rambam in the first halacha of Perek Vav, of Hilchos Talmud Torah, only mentions Talmidei Chachamim. Eight halachos later, is it eight? Yes. In Halacha Tet, he gets around to, there's also old people. Right? So what's going on? At least, so there are all kinds of answers. Almost certainly the real answer has to be that the Rambam thinks the core mitzvah is Talmidei Chachamim. And from that core mitzvah, it's expanded to cover elderly, which might explain the Rambam's inference of the implication that for Talmid Chacham, you have to stand upright. For the elderly, it's okay to just show respect. Okay? Some form of that has to be true. Now, this might explain something else. If you asked me, if I didn't know anything, and I saw a puzzle that says, Mipnei Seva Takum, and I understood that to mean stand in front of the elderly, v'hadarta p'nei zaken, and show respect to Talmidei Chachamim, I would have said, that sounds like two mitzvahs. Right? They're two completely different things. One is old people, even if they're not Talmidei Chachamim. One are Talmidei Chachamim. And in fact, if you look in source number 6, that's the Shita of the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvos Katan. Mitzvah Nun Aleph, says the Smak, everybody there in 6, Lakum Mipnei Zakein, to stand up for a Talmid Chacham, Dichtiv Mipnei Seva Takum, V'darshu Rabotenu, Afilu Yanik V'Chachim, even Yanik, it's a great phrase, Yanik V'Chachim, and you know what Yanik comes from? It's like breastfeeding. Right, but it's become an expression. Yanik V'Chachim means he's a very young Talmid Chacham. It doesn't actually mean that he's breastfeeding. Right? Okay?
Right.
You know Yanuka. That's what Yanuka means.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Gabbai and
Rav Shimon. Do these rules apply?
It means young guy?
Well, a Yanuka is a young guy.
Okay, but it's like, that's great till you grow up. That's like a funny name to have. Right? Okay.
Do these rules apply to women?
Let's see. Okay. Let's see if it comes up. Okay?
Younger.
Fine. So mitzvah nun aleph in the smak is standing up for Talmid Chacham. Then comes mitzvah nun bet. The next line. I've cleverly bolded it. Lehader pinei zakein. To show respect to the elderly. Dichtiv vahadarta pinei zakein. Va'afilu eino muflag b'chachma, even if he's not a Talmid Chacham, kidichtiv takum v'hadarta. Ach sheyehei chacham k'tzat. Here's an interesting line, right? The way we presented it is, you're a Talmid Chacham, you're an evil person. Short of that, we give you respect based on your age. He worked in here, the smack, this idea of sheyehei chacham k'tzat. I think that's his way of saying that, you know, if you're 98 and you know nothing, you know, you got to know something. Again, which I think is makes sense. I think that might be the way he's kind of moving the needle a little bit from, it's not Whitey Bulger, right? You don't have to be like a convicted criminal, but you got to be the kind of person who knows something. Again, which in our case is almost always right. Okay. Now, Uladivre Isi ben Yehuda, who the Rambam paskins, like he admits, af eino chacham klal. He doesn't have to be a chacham at all. Here comes our first reference to age. What does it mean to be old? Rak shehe ben ayin shana. What's ayin shana? 70. Shehus shiur seva. Right, and we say, you know, shivim leseva. Now, it's a good word to use, because the pasuk says mipnei seva takum. So if seva means, you know, 70, then that's good. Now I've thought about this. In fairness, I've only thought about it since yesterday when I looked at it. But you wonder if this is a halacha that changes in the sense that 70 is just not old anymore, right? Like you know, you'd be standing sitting and standing every day in shul. Like every person walks by you, thank God we live in a time where 70 is not considered old. So, I couldn't find anything. I didn't look that long. It's an interesting question. You know, like, my guess is, it doesn't say it in the Pasuk, it doesn't say it in the Gemara. I don't think it says it in the Rambam. Okay, the Smak has this idea, and it is kind of accepted lahalacha. I just don't know when the average life, what?
Belav Davi, maybe it has to do with Belav Davi. He lived to be 70 and
average life in Israel is 78.
Hashem took the 70.
Correct, but I'll say this. My father's 83. I don't think, dear God, let him live to be 70. Okay, and nobody, right? Nobody thinks that.
And the Arizal said 60.
Okay, and if you live in a time where the average lifespan is 82 point something, which I think is what it is today.
78 here.
Huh?
78 here.
Yeah? That's for men. Women live much longer.
Women live longer, yes.
It changes country to country, so...
I understand. Again, I'm not sure...
Maybe it's not because it's old. Maybe it's because you gained most of them when you're kids. You've been around.
No, for sure. But okay, so that's a good answer, which we'll see later, which is... it might not be, old might not be the way to think about it. It could just be that we think, after 70 years, you have life experience.
Even if you're not right? Chacham, you know, you're a grandfather, right? You've been around for a hard time.
It might work in,
served in the army.
It might work in fact, let's skip. We'll remind me to come back to this. Skip to the Sefer Achinuch in source number 8, where maybe these two things go together. It's something I struggled with, but it could be right. Mishosha mitzvah. The Sefer Achinuch wants to give you the rationale for this mitzvah of standing for Talmidei Chachamim and for the elderly. Let this be a lesson to you. If you leave in the middle, you lose your seat. That's what I'm saying.
He lost his wallet.
Yes. Well, he nearly lost his wallet because you nearly took it. Not exactly. No, right. You're a good example of people who want to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs. Right? So one of the mitzvahs is the Heshiv Esagzela. Asher goes up. So you stole his wallet, and then you returned it to him. There is no limit to your tzifus. You know what? I'm going to start standing for you now. I can't believe how religious you are. Okay. Mishar she ha-mitzvah. No, I'll just stand when you come in. 906. Okay. Mishar she ha-mitzvah. Lefi she'ikar heyot ha-adam nivra ba-olam hu mipnei ha-chochma. The Chinuch, fascinating. The Chinuch says, what's the rationale for this mitzvah? He says, what he's doing is connecting the Talmid Chacham and the elderly. He says, the purpose for which God created you in this world is knowledge, is Chachma. Kidei sheyakir boro. He turns it a little bit to say, it's not just any knowledge. It's not that, you know, you memorized trivia. It's kidei sheyakir boro. It's the knowledge that allows you to build a relationship with the Creator. Al Kain, therefore, Ra'uy libnei adam lechabed mi shehisigota. It makes sense for people to honor somebody who achieved the prime goal of humanity, which is knowledge that leads you to God. What's wrong?
How do you know that person has?
Let's go.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Talmid Chacham, you know.
Okay, right.
Okay, now let's see what he says. You're absolutely right.
All right.
Umitoch kach yit oriru ha'acherim aleha. It will serve as inspiration for others, right? People will say, I want people to stand up for me when I come into shul, so I should try to be more like this person. End of the second line. Umizeh ha-shoresh, now on the third line, Piresh isi ben Yehuda b'gemara b'kiddushin, she'afilu zakein ashmai. What does that mean? Kilomar she'eino chacham, an elderly person who's not a Talmid Chacham, who bichlal ha-mitzvah. He is still part of this mitzvah. You have to stand for him. Now, why? Shera'uy lechabdo. It's appropriate to show him respect. Mipnei sheberov shana. Because over the course of his years, ra'a vihikir k'tzat b'ma'asei Hashem v'nifla'otav. He must have experienced, you know, God's providence in the world. A person who's past a certain age, the Chinuch believes, must be more religious. Now, it's interesting. I don't know the answer to this question. I bet that in a survey of who believes in God and who doesn't, the older you are, the higher the percentage goes.
They say in Israel, the younger generation stopped becoming more religious.
Okay, but I'm not talking about religious.
Older,
I'm not talking about Netil Siodaim. I'm talking just a simple question in a survey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, do you believe that God exists and is active in the world? I can't imagine that above 70, the number is not much higher than it is below 70. Okay. Maybe that's what the... Now, you know, the cynics among us will say, well, you know, as you see the end, you know, as the end nears, you become more religious. But the Chinuch would say, no, as you have more life experience, it simply becomes just more obvious to you that there's a God. Therefore, umitoch kach ra'u lekavod. Therefore, he should be honored. Now, this is your point, and it's a good point. I was thinking, well, when 70 was an old age, so you stand for 70, but now that 70 is not an old age, maybe the number moves. But your point is, no, it could be that 70 is the number at which we just think, if you've lived 70 years, you have enough life experience to know, you've come across enough in your life to know that there's a God, etc., etc. I don't know who's right. But the say, yours,
isn't it Ben Shishim the Bina?
Yeah, every 10 years or something.
Yeah, no, but Bina.
But Ben Shivim L'Seva. That's the Smart's idea. That shows up, I believe, in Shulchan Aruch. All I'm saying is the Nafgamina about whether that number would move or not has to do whether it's relative to lifespans, and so you're standing because, wow, this guy reached an extreme age, or no. You pass a certain point, it means we assume that there's something religious to you. But the deeper point that I don't even think the Chinuch was trying to explain, but I think it comes out, is he sees the two mitzvahs as twinned. It's not that there's two situations that are unrelated to each other in which you stand for people. One is a Talmud Chacham, one is an old person. No, the Chinuch says it's essentially the same. Right? The Talmud Chacham cut the line. It didn't take him 70 years to become who he's supposed to be. The rest of us, it takes us time until the assumption is that we're genuinely religious, we understand these things. But to me, the rationale of this chinuch is just an amazing thing. He has accidentally answered the question. What's the question we started with?
Is this two
mitzvahs or one? So the chinuch who passed like the Rambam says, of course it's one mitzvah. It's the same rationale for both. It's two expressions of the same idea. I stand in front of people who have genuine, authentic relationships with God, who have achieved the purpose of man in the universe. Okay? One way is to become a Talmud Chacham. The other way is to live long enough that our assumption now doesn't mean that there isn't... Believe me, each of us knows people in their 40s and 50s and 60s who are incredibly religious. Just, they're not Talmid Chachamim. Okay, maybe that's true of all the rest of us in this room. Okay, but that's not the halacha. You don't have to stand for those people. Doesn't mean you don't respect them. Right? The idea that it's kind of a zero-sum game or black and white, meaning you're either, there's like some line, it's like the Rabbanot. If you pass the test, you're a Talmud Chacham. If you didn't pass the test, you're not. There's no way that that's true. There are people who, by I think in our world, it's really the position that does it. Again, I think the rabbi of my shul is a Talmud Chacham, and he's a nice guy, and I respect him. My guess is there might be somebody else sitting in the shul who's a bigger Talmud Chacham. Right? Okay, but he's the rabbi. So I always stand for him, because I think it's appropriate to do. And, you know, you don't walk around guessing as to who in your shul. Is it the person who gives daf yomi? Is the person who... I don't know. But the idea that there's just this bright line distinction between a Talmud Chacham and a not a Talmud Chacham, I think it's a continuum. Okay. Yes?
Like giving someone a seat on a bus, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that more like, does that come from Torah, or is that like just society? Like,
no, society? So I think in the chinuch, it comes from Torah. Meaning,
but is that because they can't stand because they're old?
Listen, the fact that anybody would intuit that you should respect your parents doesn't change the fact that it's a mitzvah in our Torah.
Right.
Gentiles do it all the time.
No, but I mean, like, as far as going back to our discussion, is it because of the knowledge or because they're old? Like, giving someone a seat on a bus, you're not giving them a seat because they're knowledgeable. What?
Isn't that a way of showing respect?
Personally, I'm giving them a seat because I don't feel like they can stand very easily.
Okay, but you're talking about a pregnant lady.
Right? Or
you're giving her the seat.
Or an 85-year-old man.
Fine. But it happens to be that when you give an 85-year-old man a seat, you'd be mekayem mitzvah d'oraisa, of mipnei seva takum. When you give a pregnant lady, you're implementing, I think, Torah values, but I can't tell you what mitzvah you're being mekayem. Huh? That's just a nice word.
A 25-year-old Talmid Chacham, I wouldn't necessarily, with all due respect, get up for him and give him my seat as fast as I would for.
Let's put it okay. So I'll tell you this: I think the din is you should try to give up your seat for a 25-year-old Talmid Chacham. I think any 25-year-old Talmid Chacham should be smart enough to say no, thank you. That's how I think it plays out. You know,
he's smart enough, it means he's not a Talmid Chacham.
Maybe, but I think that's the way it plays out. That there has to be a dose of common sense, you know, or said in the worst way, a 25-year-old Talmud Chacham who waits for you to give him a seat on the bus, you know, I wouldn't vote for rabbi of my shul. I don't care if he's the Gadol Hador, because he's lacking in common
sense.
Well,
then he's learning Torah for not for the sake of Torah.
Okay, maybe. It's hard to know. Now, last two lines in 8.
You don't automatically think he's Talmud Chacham. No,
he's wearing a sign.
Oh.
Right?
He's
wearing a sweatshirt.
He's part of the community, I don't know.
Right.
He's part of the community.
Okay, last two lines in 8. V'hainu damar Rabbi Yochanan sham b'kiddushin halacha ki'isi ben Yehuda. V'zesh amru b'tinai shelo yihye bal averot she'im kein mana atzmo mikavod. Right? The chinuch is very clear.
That
it works, the assumption, this is the way I understand it. The assumption is, the working halachic assumption is, if you're more than 70, you're a religious person, you believe in God, you should be respected. But if you display that the facts are otherwise, then you're out. Right? It doesn't have to do with being a Talmud Chacham. If you're a bad person, you're 75, so then I don't have to give you my seat, I don't have to stand for you. And frankly, you know, like, it'd be worse to do that.
Yeah, you're showing to show respect for someone who was...
Now, by the way, in that world, I think everybody gave their seat to Whitey Bulger. Because he would kill you. Like,
okay,
you know,
nefesh, right.
That's slightly different. Wait, so now let's come back. The answer for the Rambam must be as follows. The Rambam sees the core mitzvah as respecting Torah, which is expressed by Talmidei Chachamim. The adjunct to that mitzvah is elderly people who also, you know, who also show... Showing respect for them also shows respect for Torah and for God, but it's a one-off from the more direct one of the Talmud Chacham, which is why the Rambam doesn't put them together. But with the Chinuch's rationale, which I think is fantastic, it turns out to be one mitzvah. You would then have to say, according to the Smak, who counts them as two separate mitzvahs, that no, they really are two separate ideas. It's a different rationale. One is respecting old people. The second is respecting Torah scholars. Quick.
In a court, people stand for a judge out of respect.
Right.
It may be that you're a doctor and the big psychic just passed by. Maybe you'd stand for him. So is showing respect only limited to these cases? Or is it a good idea to show this in all areas of life as a sign of respect, just in this Derech Eretz category?
Right. I can't say what would be wrong with it. I guess, you know, it could be watered down. And then at some point, here, it is... In my lifetime, I have watched, in America it's really pronounced, here less so, I've watched like this new custom take effect, where originally like a few people would stand when the chassan walked down, right? Then that became like a bigger thing, then it moved to, now it's just in America, at a wedding, every single night, like the kids walk down with flowers, they're playing Sesame Street theme songs, people are standing up. I don't know what, that halacha is completely made up, but I can tell you this, standing for a chassan, it's a nice minhag. I'm not against it. Standing for the kala, okay. You want to take a good self picture or whatever. Standing for the grandparents is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Uh-huh. Right? What could be a more obvious example when grandma and grandpa are walking by? Uh-huh. You know, and so when you go to a wedding and people only stand for the chasm, like, that's complete idiocy. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's a minhag becoming more important than, you know, it's rare to find a situation where everybody's sitting and the old people start walking by, of course you have to stand. And in that case, it's really, I mean, rabbis, I guess, don't walk down, so it doesn't really happen that way. But that's a really obvious example of where this halacha kicks in. You know, everybody's sitting there, you're waiting for the person walks, in yeshiva it happens a lot also, like if you're sitting in the room waiting for a shir to begin, then Rosh Yeshiva walks in, so it's obvious that everybody stands. But at weddings, it bothers me when people don't stand for their grandparents, or now the great-grandparents, it happens all the time, you know, and they stand for the bride. Okay.
And they're paying for the wedding.
Look at number 7. No, they're not.
No, but if they do, it's not.
Okay. Now look at number 7. How do we paskin? This is a Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Mem Dalet. There's a lot of halachas relating to this. There's not enough time. Maybe we'll do another week. I don't know. There's more stuff coming. Mitzvat Asei Lakum Mipnei Kol Chacham. Okay, he says, the mitzvah is to stand in front of a chacham, afilu eino zaken ela yanik v'chakim. We've seen that line. He's not old. He's young, but he's a talmud chacham. Va'afilu eino rabo. He's not your rebbe. Rak shehu gadol mimenu, v'ra'uy l'lmod mimenu. Here it sounds like it's a little subjective, right? That if he's smarter than you, and you would go to his shir, then you should stand for him. V'chein, he says similarly, again, he has both ideas. It's hard to know if it's one or two. V'chein, mitzvah lakum mipnei seva. There's a mitzvah to stand in front of the elderly. And here we paskin. Dehainu ben shivim shana. That means 70 years. Va'afilu hu am ha'aretz, ubilvad shelo yihye rasha. That's a good line. That's how we paskin. It means, if you're 70 years old, we're supposed to stand for you, unless you have demonstrated by way of action that you're not a person for whom we should stand. Right? There's no test of your Torah knowledge. Right? Halacha l'maisa. We've seen the whole range of shitos, but halacha l'maisa we paskin, doesn't matter how much you know. Unless you're a bad person, we're supposed to stand for you. Now,
right.
It's like that line about pornography. You know it when you see it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know. I don't know what a bad. It's hard to know. It's hard to know what a bad person is. I would just say. I'm going to continue. It's hard to know. I would say that it has to do with. You have to know. I think the assumption is you stand for the elderly. If you know that this person is a bad... Now, that's a good... Is a mechal shas befarhesia. Okay? We see them all the time. We don't think of them as bad people. Right? You know, here, take a really great example. You know that the great-grandfather at the wedding, you know, is a mechal shas befarhesia. And not only that, he's insisting that they serve him tray food. Right, he's the opposite. He's gonna get a wrapped package of pork at the, you know, at the wedding. So it could be that it would be wrong to, you know,
I think it would be.
What? Okay, you know. On the other hand, you don't want to turn the wedding into like a state, right? There are things. I just had this. I'm sorry to say this, but it's on my mind. I went to a funeral on Friday, and somebody from my deep, deep past. Like a rabbi type said hello to me, and I said hello back. I couldn't place him immediately. Then I realized I knew who he is, and he's a pedophile. Okay? And I was thinking, like,
that's bad.
I should say something. You know, then I thought, it's a funeral. Like, it's not right to, you know. So yeah, do you want to turn...
The wedding would have been better.
Huh?
The wedding would have been better.
No, I like funerals better than weddings. Right?
You were just fighting this.
Huh? I think you're just finding a way to pick on me, no matter what
you,
I say.
What do you expect to say in the public?
I don't know. Like, I wanted to like take back my hello. Like, I was angry that maybe he thought
tshuva?
Right. Maybe he thought that. Let's just put it this way: yeah. He's done tshuva. It's not public.
Yeah. Okay.
Because he continues to deny his crimes.
Oh boy.
So I don't think that. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm just saying. So it could be that if there's a loophole at a wedding where somebody's walking down the aisle, it could be that. You know, you don't want to be the person who everybody's standing and you're doing this.
Right.
I don't know, but it's clearly the case. If you knew this, you wouldn't stand for such a person. Yeah. Okay, go to number 9. The Aruch HaShulchan, who we don't quote that often, the Aruch HaShulchan lived into the 20th century. The Aruch HaShulchan was the father of the Torah Tumimah. It means he was like the brother, not the brother, he was the in-law of the Netziv, you know, the Rashiv, the famous Rashiv of Valozhin. He's in that the whole like the gra, that whole Ashkenazi
brisk.
I don't know. Okay, briskers would like to claim that the gra is a brisker, but I don't think that's really true. Okay,
but if he was connected to the
he started. Okay, he was we briskers considered ourselves to be intellectual descendants of the gra, but I don't think it allows us to call the gra brisker. But okay, here he says v'hine lefi mashen nitba'er, based on everything we've seen. Tzrichim lakum mipnei zaken ben ayin, kima gemura. So he says, not just the wiggle, but kima gemura. You have to stand up. V'hachi mashma pshata dekra mipnei seva takum v'hadarta pnei zaken, v'af al gav de b'gemar darshina takum v'hadarta atravayu, that's only if you have both, mikal makam al kalpanim hismicha katuv kima l'seva, ukimidumani, he says, She'ein ha-minhag kein. He says, what am I going to do? He says, where I live, it doesn't seem like that's what people do. It's like he thinks he lives in a religious community, but people don't stand all the way up for the elderly. De'lifnei tamin chacham kamim melo kamato. For a tamin chacham, they stand straight up. Ve'lifnei zakein muflag bezikna. But for the elderly, ein kamim, rak notnim lo hidur. Shekamim ma'at. Again, the tush wiggle. V'lo ki magmura. So, he's bothered by the fact that he thinks the halacha is one way. The halacha is you have to stand for the elderly. But he sees that people don't do that. So, here's an interesting thing. V'ulai yifrishu barambam dezeh shekatav she'eino chayav la'amod melo kamato aval adam kai v'lo ayelet chacham bilvad. It's talking about a grown-up, not a child. V'shalo k'divrei atur. Leave that. He says, O efshar she'samchol divrei targum unkelus she'tirgem al mipnei seva takum min kadam desavar ba'oraita. Meaning, Unkelus translated to the opposite of the Gemara. Unkelus says, Seva is a Talmud Chacham, and Zakein is elderly. So, basically what the Ar HaShulchan is trying to do is find support for why it is that people don't stand up all the way for the elderly. So he says it could be that they read the Pasuk differently. It's just interesting that into the 20th century they still played with which one is Seva and which one is Zikna. Okay? He thinks you should stand for the elderly all the way up. My guess is the minhag is otherwise because there's more elderly than Talmidei Chachamim. Or it's easier to just assume this guy's not a Talmud Chacham, but the elderly, they're the elderly. There's nothing you could do. So I think probably that's how the minhag developed. But he thinks, you know, you should stand the whole way. Again, whether it's a violation of a din, if you don't stand the whole way, I find that hard to believe. I think you have to show respect. Okay, very quickly, because we're running out of time. 10 is the rest of this mitzvah. But it's related, but it's unrelated to what we did. I just want you to know what it is. Right? If you flip back over, normally the way we do it is we read the whole Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Right? So in source number 3, we should have read the whole Rambam. But the Rambam in source number 3 is the core of the mitzvah. Then he continues to talk about an adjunct to the mitzvah. And let's read that now quickly. Source number 10. This is the Rambam still in 209. Vida. She'im heyot mitzvah zo michuyevet l'anashim kulam bichlal. This mitzvah, of course, applies to all people. Kulomar l'kabed ha-chachamim, to honor talmidei chachamim. Va'filu chacham l'chacham ha-shaveh lo b'chachma. Rabbis should stand for other rabbis. Kimo shebi'anu b'amram talmidei chachamim shebibavel. Omdim ze mipnei ze. They all stand one for the other. Now he gets to his point. Da. Know the following. Sheyesh b'kavod dvarim miyuchadim v'nosafim al ha-talmid. There's a higher level of showing honor and respect, which is different than the honor and respect you show to a Talmud Chacham or to an old person. And what is that? V'zeh, ki kavod ha-talmid et rabo, yesh bo tosefet gedula al ha-kavod shehu chayav l'chal adam, l'chal chacham. He says, there's standing up for a Talmud Chacham, but then there's what you have to do for your Rebbe. And what you have to do for your Rebbe goes well beyond what you just do for a standard chacham. So, he's going to give you objective rules, but the objective rules are subjective. They only apply when you see this person as your Rebbe. Right? I don't think it means that in fourth grade he was your Rebbe. I mean, it means the person who you see as somebody who you learn from. Okay? Okay. Shehem, ki kavod ha-tamid et rabo, fourth line, yesh bo tosefet gedula la kavod shu chayav l'chol chacham, v'yit chayev lo ima kavod hamora, or hamora. What's mora? Fear. Right? This mora, you know, the Gemara says, right, shehei mora rabcha kimora shamayim. You're supposed to fear or have awe for your Rebbe the way you would for God. Shehem kvar biaru, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line, and 10, shehem kvar biaru, Shechok rabo alav yoter gadol michok aviv. You have to show more honor for your Rebbe than for your father. Shechivo akatuv lechabdo uliyira mimenu. Right? There's a separate mitzvah. There's kibud avaim and there's more av. Right? Which is to be in awe. Ubeiru amru aviv rabo rabo kodem. Right? Your Rebbe comes first. Ukvo kvar biaru. What are some of the ways you have to be mechabed your Rebbe? She'eino mutar le'talmid lachalok al rabo. You're not allowed to disagree. Now, by the way, this might...
You can't disagree with your father.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah,
your father.
There's an overlap. It's not. This isn't a list of all the things that are more than your father. It's a list of all the things that are more than a regular Talmud Chacham, for whom you have to stand. Rotzel omar, b'cholek latzeit mehora ato, right? You're not allowed to disagree with his psak. I think he's cutting you some slack in that if you're learning with him, you're allowed to say, I read the Rambam differently. That's how people learn. But in the end, when he paskins, you're locked in. V'dino sheyismoch bisfarato v'yilamed o yadun o yore im lo yitein lo rishut. Okay? You can't paskin in front of him. You can't give your opinion in front of him unless he specifically says, you know, what do you think? Ve'ein mutar lo lehit kotet imo, you can't argue with him, o lehit ra'ein mimenu v'lo lechashado. This is a really hard one. What's a chashad? A suspicion. You're not allowed to suspect your Rebbe, which I would translate to mean you have to give your Rebbe the benefit of the doubt. Like if you saw somebody else in that situation, you might think something bad. But the din is, if he's your Rebbe, you really respect him, so you have to assume that the reason why, you know, the reason why he's coming out of that place is because he was doing kiruv work. Okay? Whereas for other people, you might think that, you know, they like disco music, for example. Okay? Rotze lomar, sheyaharher alav po'al o ma'amar b'min mimine ha-hirhur, ki yivsher shelo lo yurtzezeh. One second, I know what that means. Rotze lomar, sheyaharher alav. I think what it means is you have to think, what would he want? As opposed to saying this is an objective standard, you have to ask yourself, in what ways would he want to be shown respect? Now, here's interesting. Uber like the end of Sanhedrin, Amru, kol ha-cholek al-rabo ki cholek al-ashchina. Shenemar b'hatzotam al Hashem. In the Pinchas situation, they were fighting with Moshe, but it says b'hatzotam al Hashem. Kol ha'osem meriva im rabo, ka'osem ha'shchina. If you fight with your Rebbe, it's like you're fighting with God. Shenemar heima mein meriva she ravu b'nei to alat Hashem. But they weren't at Hashem; they were with Moshe. Same thing, etc., etc. Now I'll just make one point, which I think explains this, and we'll stop. I think the connection between your Rebbe and God is not coincidental. I think we're a religion of Mesorah, we're a religion of tradition, and that the core is the Rebbe Talmud tradition. And so, it's not just like some line that we say that you're supposed to treat your Rebbe the way you would treat God, which is impossible, but your Rebbe really stands in the place of God in the fact that he's giving you that which you need to have a relationship with God. So I don't think it's just a drasha, where the Gemara wanted to find the highest standard, so they say you have to respect your Rebbe the way you respect God. No. The point is, you're supposed to respect your Rebbe the way you respect God, because your Rebbe introduced you to God. And your relationship with God, and your Torah knowledge, and the person you are, is based on what you got from your Rebbe. Okay? I did my best. There's tons of stuff here. Happy Asar B'Tevis.
Thank you. Thank you, really.
Okay. Yeah.